Hello?
Hey, bonjour, salut, Alex, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Very good. So how tough was it? Was it tougher to do the Alps service or tougher not to do it?
It's tougher to do it for me. I mean, in April, I had some meetings with orthopedic surgeons, the cardiologist, and the vascular surgeon who did my surgery in 2008,
yep.
And my mom, so four doctors. And yeah, we sat down and they just told me that I was, all they were saying was they suggested not to do that ever again. So in May when I started training, I knew I wasn't gonna do the hill climb. So it was, I got prepared for that in the summer, and actually had a dad didn't believe me. He had a bet going until today, so I won my bet. He didn't believe that I wouldn't start, but yeah, there's no point for me doing that. So
that's an interesting side bet with the Kirsch. You know, it's funny because most of us have all forgotten about that, injury you had in the, or the operation you had. I did a little look back. It was 2008 when you had the operation. So it's been about 5 years, I guess, eh? A pretty spectacular tour overall for you guys. It kind of unfolded, I guess, a little different than maybe you planned, but very exciting to see Ivan with a second best time today and Lenny in the top 25 overall, two podiums, yourself on the podium. Pretty good tour overall, Alex?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's an amazing tour. I mean, with Ivan having the best overall results is no surprise. He's been the most consistent of all four this year. He's been hitting the points every distance race other than that 5K in Toblach, and he was 31st. So, you know, he's been first World Cup of the season in the points and in the points ever since then. So, no surprise, he's in good shape. His classic is coming back too, so it's good to see that. And he's in great shape. So that was no surprise to see him scoring the best result. And then, even Devin today was a great race for him. He moved up a lot in the rankings, and he said he felt great up the hill. So we know how good he is in the summer, just kicking our ass in training. So we know he's done good training, and know he'll. The results will come. And Lenny, we've always knew he was good, but now he's better than, you know, anybody could have thought. It's just, he's magical. I mean, it's insane how good he is. And it's good to have the four guys skiing well. It's easy for the morale to keep going, and it's nice for the wax tech. They work so hard getting us good skis, so it's nice when the guys on the skis are going fast. And obviously, with Justin leading the program, it's good to see that, we try to do something different, and some people are criticizing it, but we really feel like we're the best thing we can to perform, and it's good to see that it's coming.
Yeah, no, it's great to see. It was, that's some good surprises and great skiing, and good to see, like you said, Devin's coming back on. I think he was 13th overall and a big improvement over last year. So, and of course, Ivan's performances speak for themselves. So where are you guys headed? Where are you guys headed now?
We're all heading to Munich. So we spend the night there, and then after that, the team will kind of separate for a bit. Devin is going up in Norway with his girlfriend. I'm going in the south of France with my girlfriend. And Ivan is going home. Everybody's kind of going its own way for a couple of days to recover. And then I'll meet back with Devin in Prades-de-Lys in France on the weekend. And we start an altitude camp preparing for a world championship already. And then Ivan will join us a bit later. And Lenny will be in Liberec competing, but he's going to come after that with the girls. So next World Cup for me will be Lacluza.
Yep. Well, it's a great way to end this phase of your campaign, and thanks a lot for spending time, and all the best with the rest of the season.